Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be launching into the overarching theme of finding opportunities and what to do after you find these opportunities. When it comes to places to find opportunities for jobs, internships, and everything in between, there are more places to look than I have time to list. That is both a good and a bad thing for you when you're in the job searching world. Good in that you have tons and tons of options. Bad because it can be a little bit overwhelming with so many options. Decision paralysis is a real thing. So the goal of today's episode is not to be an exhaustive list of places to look, but some good places to start and then build from there. I'm going to be breaking them into three general categories: USC resources, outside of USC resources, and then company-specific advice. The USC resource, and just the resource in general, that I recommend the most is Dornsife Compass. It is truly the one-stop shop for finding career positions of all types. Now, the way to maximize your time on Compass is by leveraging the filter options that are available to you. If you are looking for internships, filter out all the other position options, same for part-time, full-time, or whatever you're looking for. Next, filter based on where you are in your education path. For example, some internships are only available to rising juniors and seniors, and if you don't fit into that category, then just get rid of those choices. You don't need more choices than you need. The more you are able to drill down the options to only those positions that fit your interest range, the better. I also recommend trying a wide variety of job titles during your search on Compass. Similar but different job titles will pull up different positions on there. For example, data analysis and data processing will pull up very different results. I know these two jobs might sound very, very similar, but to Compass, they will pull up different results. So try different variations of job titles. A good place to find some sample job titles is through O-Net Online, the website that we've talked about a little bit in the past. Through Compass, you can find not only jobs and internships and all those other things, but there are also events and resources tabs that will give you more information. Through the resources tabs, there are links to other job searching sites, such as Your Next Step, Career Shift, and others that are fantastic places to find positions. Once you find a position that looks like a good fit for you, make sure you read through the entire job posting. Then, go to the button on Compass that says Apply. For the vast majority of positions, it will take you to the specific company website to put in your application. This is a good thing. As much as you can, you want to be interacting with the company. Cut out that middleman as much as you can. Another well-known resource for USC students is ConnectSC, which is the USC General Career Center's job searching website. It works very, very similar to Compass. Again, I recommend utilizing filtering options and a variety of job titles to find options that work for you, then apply. It should take you to the company website just like Compass, but some postings utilize ConnectSC as a middleman. That's okay. If you are more interested in research rather than internships or job postings, a great USC resource is the Trojan Research Association, or the TRA. It is the place where many of the research options at USC are grouped together into one place. You can find a link to the TRA under the Resources tab on Compass. See, like I said, Compass is a really great one-stop shop. Outside of USC, there are a number of great places to find positions. The ones that can be found through the Resources tab on Compass and ConnectSC, such as Career Shift, Your Next Step, Ripple Match, and others, are fantastic places to start. Now, you might be thinking, if Compass is such a great one-stop shop, why do I need these other websites? The reason is that not everything, unfortunately, is posted on Compass. Certain companies only post their positions to certain places, and so if you utilize a broad range of job searching locations, you are more likely to find the positions that fit what you're looking for. If the first rule of careers is that information is the currency of careers, then the second one is that it's all a numbers game, baby. The more places you look, the more likely you are to find a job. One of the outside resources that I utilize both personally and professionally is Indeed. I'm sure you've heard of this website, Indeed. Indeed has a number of guides as well to assist you in your career development and research. Finding positions on Indeed follows very much the framework of finding jobs on Compass or ConnectSC. Play with those filters, play with different job titles. Basically, spend some time finding what works best for what you're looking for. Something to be aware of with Indeed is that they are a middleman site. Make sure to see if you are applying for the job through Indeed, which will then be sent to the company, or if you're going to the company website itself. I also highly recommend that you look on the company website to see if the job posting is still there on their site. It has happened to me many, many times where a job was on Indeed, but was no longer available on the company website, which is always just a bummer. A resource that is becoming more and more utilized in the world is Google job searching. So you just type in your job title into Google and it gives you job postings. I recommend being careful with this particular resource. It has tons of potential options, but it has some downsides to it as well that I want to make you aware of. Number one, make sure that the job description is the actual job description. If you look at the jobs through Google, it will often pop up with the following phrase: job highlights identified by Google from the original job post. This means that the Google AI, whatever it does, is translating that job description and giving you the highlights of that job description. It usually copies one-to-one, but not always, and that information loss could be critical to your search. Number two, it will frequently direct you to another third-party site for you to apply to rather than directing you to the company directly. So with these Google job searches, they are a fourth party, I suppose, who will then direct you to a third-party site who will then send your application to the company. In my opinion, that's too many steps. Now, it sounds like I'm ripping into Google's job search. I don't mean to be. It's a great resource because it's attached to the Google search engine power. It's going to have literally everything you could possibly want. There are just a few drawbacks that I think you should be aware of. As well, there are job postings on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great resource to add to your list because it combines job searching tools of, say, Indeed and the other websites we've talked about with the networking power inherent in LinkedIn. I have found that LinkedIn job searching is a little less intuitive than other search engines, but you can't beat that option of networking at the same time. As well, LinkedIn links you to the company website itself to apply there, which is something, again, I really, really like. Which brings me to the last section for this episode. The best place to apply for jobs is on the company websites directly, whenever possible. They have the most accurate job descriptions, the most up-to-date job status, and while you are there, you can see other positions that the company's hiring for at that moment instead of trying to sift through an Indeed search log. Remember that getting an associated position at a company and then moving to where you really want to be later is a valid strategy. Most companies actually prefer to internal hire. So getting into a company and then moving where you want to be is a really good strategy. Most other resources that you're going to be utilizing will either direct you to the company websites or will be sending your application to the company anyways. So going directly to their careers or hiring tab will be the fastest and most time/effort effective method. So to put this episode all together, what I recommend the most is to utilize the various other websites and resources that we have discussed to find jobs and companies that are interesting to you, then go directly to the company website to do your application. Spend time researching what companies are in the field that you're interested in so you know where to look. Also, spend time looking into companies that might seem maybe slightly outside of your specific area. You might be surprised at what jobs are available in those companies, kind of related to what you want to do, but you had never thought that that company had that job. I know this seems overwhelming. There are so many options and places to look that it is daunting to even find a job. But remember, you are not alone. Set up an appointment with a career advisor so that we can help you with this process. We can coach you through what job titles and filters will maximize your time. Next, schedule out your time during the day to go to these sites and put in applications, 10 to 20 to 30 minutes a day maybe, or even 10 to 20, 30 minutes a week. Schedule out time with family or friends to sit together and turn in applications together so that you're not alone and you have others to vent to. Applying for jobs is mentally, emotionally, and physically taxing, so take care of yourself during this process. Remember that not getting a job is not a rejection to who you are as a person in the vast, vast majority of cases. There are so many factors that go into hiring that you do not have control over. So control what you can, which is yourself and your attitude. The job search is also a numbers game. The more you send out, the more likely you are to hear something back. A short personal story here. When I was applying to be an academic/career advisor, I sent out maybe 100 applications. Multiples to the same schools. I heard back from maybe 10 of those 100 applications. Of those 10 that I heard back from, I got a single interview. It's hard, and it takes time, and it takes numbers. This is why I recommend doing this process with somebody else, so you don't feel alone, because you aren't. Cast a wide net when job searching. Utilize as many resources as you can juggle, because some postings won't be found other places and are going to be found some places. Look everywhere. Do your self-assessment to know what jobs you are looking for and what you want out of a job. Get as much information as you possibly can. You can and you will find something. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.